The Fox.
Hilariously Melbourne.
Fifi, Feb and Nick.
Fifi, Feb and Nick are your morning boost to get you day ready. And the Trade Institute of Victoria will get you job ready. Start on your way to becoming a registered builder with the Trade Institute of Victoria. Head to tiv.vic.edu.au.
It's podcast time. It's me. It's Fev. Josiah's here. No Nick Cody for today's podcast.
Where is he?
He's gone. He had to do a speaking engagement.
He went cashy.
I don't think it's cash. I think he's go through the books.
Boring.
No, not boring. Responsible.
Idiot.
And won't get audited and lose all his money.
If you get audited, you just got to pay the tax. You just run the gauntlet, bro.
Oh, it's no fun. Don't do that.
You used to work at the ATO.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Said it was easy to do.
No. No, I never said that. That's not what I said. I worked at
You're
the ATO.
You're going to say exit point and it's a podcast.
Well, now I have to explain this. This will become the podcast. So I worked at the ATO in the call centre. I was the person you rang if you wanted your BAS statements explained.
Yeah.
Now, I don't even know what a BAS statement is. I should never have been on that call.
On the straight on the way to Tassie?
It's not the BAS straight. It's a business something something. James Blake, do you know what a BAS?
You used to work there?
Yeah.
How do you not know that?
I don't know. But what I used to do, and I don't advise anyone does this, it's quite irresponsible. What I would do is I would disconnect my headset so the call would drop in and the person would be saying, hello, hello. But I would be playing solitaire on my computer and I'd be hearing nothing.
A business activity statement, by the way.
Thank you. That's it. Business activity statement.
You're welcome.
James Blake just wrote that in the message. And then they would like wait for a minute, then they'd go, I don't think this worked, and they'd hang up. But then at the end of the week, I remember his name, Louis, he was our manager, and we'd do a little, you know, group team meet. And I would always get like number one for dealing with calls promptly, fast, get through them, because the more calls
You're
they get through,
it.
The better.
Yeah.
And I would actually get a pat on the back.
Well done.
When I'd done nothing.
Mate, smart.
No, I'm actually embarrassed by that. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question, Fee? If you get paid cash, how does it get traced? It's cash. How will you ever
it
get caught?
It doesn't get traced.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay, so if you buy something with that cash, let's say you went and bought Can I explain this? Because I did work at the tax office.
Yeah, no,
if you went and bought a jet ski, for instance, Josiah, you got paid cash, you went and bought a jet ski, and the tax man goes, where's the receipt for that jet ski? And you present the receipt. And you paid with cash, and then he would do all the numbers and go, well, I just, that 10 grand, I don't actually know where that came from.
You wouldn't buy a jet ski.
Grandma died.
Well, you'd say it was, I got gifted it. Yeah. And if he's really thorough, he'll probably go, okay, I'll go and look at your grandma's bank account.
Yeah. Or you just put it into an account, a different account, and then say you won it.
Oh, it's not that, it's definitely not this easy. In fact,
but you're not going to buy it.
Like, this feels highly irresponsible.
No, like, I pay heaps of tax, but I'm saying if you do a cashy back in the old days and if you ever got audited, you'd just say, I won it or whatever, but you wouldn't go buy a house because it's stupid. You can't. You just use it for like shopping.
Use it for incidentals. Yeah. That's probably the best thing.
Like just for groceries.
No, I'm sorry. That's not the best thing. Don't do this is what I'm trying to say.
You're the one that's saying to do it.
I'm not. Quite the opposite. Don't do cashies.
Anyway,
put your money through the appropriate channels
pay
and
your tax
declare with the
because
ATO.
The government needs so much more money. That's what they need.
Don't. Okay.
What was your little question you want to ask me?
I didn't have a question
for you.
Oh, no. Well, James Blake, our senior producer, he did run in and say, I've got something for you guys to talk about. Now, what I love is I read this news story separate to my research for the show because I have a genuine interest in all things Renaissance, medieval, literature, music, and arts. So I was drawn.
Everything you said sounded like a different language apart from ass.
I don't have interest in everything else. But,
wow.
Beethoven was in the news this week.
Yeah.
And we
the dog?
Amazing. That's a throwback. That is.
Beethoven is arguably the composer who set the precedent for all the music we listen to today. No, he's a musician. Yeah. He's a Viennese. Well, he's born in Salzburg. I've been to the home that he grew up in Salzburg. And then he moved to Vienna and that's where he did. And he became deaf.
A slice.
He...
The ice cream, Vienna.
Sacha Tort. Oh, no. Oh.
Viennetta.
That's amazing ice cream.
The Sacha Tort was from the Sacha Hotel in Salzburg. Oh. I thought you were referencing that, but you were referencing the Viennetta Peter's ice cream. Anyway, so Ludwig van Beethoven, and then he got deaf at the age of 31. That is a very, like, think about it. He got that tinnitus.
We all got tinnitus. Don't you worry about that.
Tinnitus.
So he's a music composer called Beethoven who got deaf.
You've summed that up beautifully.
That's why did you use all those big words? So he's deaf. So how did he do it?
This is the beauty. Well, no, he obviously, his formative years, he was composing. He knew how to compose music, but by the end of his life, he couldn't hear the symphonies that he was composing. Yeah. That's fascinating. Yeah. Like, that is brilliant.
So it's a bit like Stevie Wonder, but Stevie Wonder's blind.
Nothing like Stevie Wonder.
He's a musician that can't see.
Well, in as much
so
as
he can't
they're both
see what
musicians.
He's doing. Yeah, he can't see the chords and stuff, which is unbelievable. Like he's that's amazing.
They're very different afflictions, though, aren't they? Like one, like Stevie Wonder
seeing
was
and
blind, and Beethoven was deaf.
Here's a question for you for the podcast. Yep. Are you finished?
No. Well, I didn't even get to the bit where he's in the news at the moment.
Yeah. What's in the news?
No, his hair was analysed, so they've got bits of his hair, and they believed that he. Are you interested in this?
Yeah.
They believed that maybe he had a predisposition to going deaf, but they were able to ascertain from his hair that it was not a genetic reason for going deaf.
Wow.
Anyway, there we go.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's a good story.
That is. Should have saved that for Friday. Hey, here's a question.
Yes.
What would you rather be, blind or deaf?
Deaf.
Just
what would you rather be?
Deaf, me too. Because you wouldn't be able to see, I wouldn't be able to see your beautiness.
Oh, you could hear me though, my dulcet tones.
Yeah, but I'm just, you just want to see, like being both would be like, it's how they live their life is
see,
amazing.
I figure we're on our path there, you know that, because we work in audio, we have headphones in every day, and I have mine so low, you can barely hear mine because these will make us deaf. It's a problem. So
will
get
they?
Used to it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're going to have hearing problems.
What?
Enjoy the podcast. Alpha Box Clue coming somewhere in here. Just keep listening. It will pop up.
101.9 The Fox.
Fee, you might be being replaced.
Well, Fifi's heading overseas, but we don't want to leave her seat free. Yeah, we need to replace our absentee. We need you to fill in for Fifi.
Yes, that's right. I won't be here next week. I am very lucky to have been invited to the 100 years celebrating Disney. Disney's 100 years old. So we're, Trixie, Daisy and I have been asked to be the Australian family to go and celebrate. So we're very excited about that.
Is Pearl going to mind that she has to look after the girls while you're in the jungle?
I'm not in the jungle.
You should have heard her before.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here!
Okay, the jungle.
You didn't say this before, but she's like, oh God, I've got to do a big pack for the girls and I've got to pack their suitcase and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, shut up. You don't need to pack anything. You know, you don't actually, you need to get clothes there. You actually don't have to pack anything. You just travel.
Okay.
You don't, that's why you're going out Saturday night.
Fee, you're giving too much information about Disney. Thank that's you. What makes us sus. Yeah. It's like when you turn up to a bar, you've clearly had a few, and a bouncer's like, have you had a drink tonight? And you go, well, I had 1.5 beers
earlier.
Well,
you get
and
pulled
then I think
over. Have you had any drinks? I had two the hour before then, or in the last hour. And out of all of Australia, all the big dogs, like, you're the only
It's just
family?
A coincidence that I won't be here for 3 weeks, and I'm a celebrity filming at the same time.
So where,
that's just a coincidence.
Where are you going?
To America.
Does America have Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. I was just there.
Yeah, why can't you work next week?
Because I will be busy doing like rides at Disneyland and all sorts of things.
Oh, celebrity, get me out of here!
Anyway,
Nick and I solo.
Nick and Feb have decided to give away my job, and Melbourne, anyone listening, you can have this job, and good luck to you. If you're that good, I might not come back. Well, I could lose my job here.
You always told me, Fee, if you take one day off, never take two. Let alone a week, because that's how you got your gig. You stepped in for someone, and they
Amanda
went, "Geez, you're
got
good."
Pregnant.
Yeah, and they were like, "These are amazing."
I filled in for her maternity leave, but I didn't fill on her show. I then went and started another show.
It's the old rule in radio: never take sick days because someone will slide on in. And as I've said, like I've seen you work for 8 years, you're very good at your job, but it ain't that hard.
And also, Fev, you don't know this. We didn't tell you the other day when you were sick.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
You tanked. Amanda's like, "I don't care if you're on your sick bed. You're going in tomorrow."
You were only gone for one day, but you know who came into the studio, not even being interviewed? Merrick Watts. Comedian Merrick Watts just came in. There must have been a sniff of an empty chair.
His radio career's going well.
Now, you can register. You can go to fox.com.au if you want to apply for my job.
Wasn't he with Will and William or something?
You can call now, 13 10 60. Laura from Doreen. Is this Laura?
How are you going?
Great, Laura. I mean,
I think I should be setting these interviews. I think you should
I should be part of the process.
No. It's got really? Nothing to do with you.
But I am still a third of the show.
Yes, of
course. Oh, you don't want me involved, Laura.
No.
Well, you're not going to be there, so I think it'll be only right if I just chat.
Okay, I'll stay out of it.
Yeah, hey, thank you. Laws, how you going, mate? How was yesterday? What'd you do?
Oh, I went to work straight after and everyone was like, I heard you on the radio. And I was like, yeah, I was.
Now, I hear you start your day with a Coke Zero every day. That's really just jumping in her shoes, isn't it?
I know. When I heard Fida said, I was like, we're twins. We are twins.
Even an easier swap then.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think I'd be perfect for it.
And what about, it says here on your little bio that you think you can shut down Nick's bear story. What talk to us about that.
Yeah, look, Nick, love you, but I think we've heard it once too many times. So I really think it's, you're a really nice person.
She's got bubble. She's up. You've already got more up and about than Fee. Like, she's got some bubble. She's like a champagne.
Can we get that audio of Laura singing that to put in?
You work with kids,
so I kind of always have to be up and about.
Yeah, you've got a lot of energy.
I do, and I haven't even had my Coke Zero yet.
I see. How would you go like doing alpha bucks and reading? You're obviously a teacher, so you can read just from a piece of paper because that's what Fee does.
Can I just interrupt? You act as if the only thing I do on the show is alpha bucks. Like every time this comes up, you go, how would you go reading alpha bucks? I do other things.
Excuse me, you're not here.
Yeah, in fact, that is true. Fee does alpha bucks twice.
Yeah, twice. Sorry.
I do other stuff
too. You do it twice. Like what?
I'm talking all the time on the show.
We know.
We need you to fill in for Fee.
Who else we got?
We got Lukey Boy from Kilmore. G'day, Luke. He's a friend of the show.
How are we?
We're good. You're great. Passionate about radio, mate. How do you reckon you're going, Fee's spot?
Oh, I'd do great. I'd Faith, you'd be out of a job, sorry.
Really? Well, look, you are a lovely guy, and I think you've got great radio chops. I think you can talk. You've got a good voice.
What would you bring back to the show? What would you bring? What would Luke from Kilmore bring to Luke Fevernick?
Okay, so first I'd help you guys with your numbers, like you're maintaining the great standards in radio ratings.
Yes.
We'd keep that up nice and high.
Yeah.
Then we'd do, sorry Mad Mando, but we're bringing back A Smarter Than, that segment. It's coming back.
Right, you're in.
I like this.
And you were very good at that segment too, Luke. There we go. Mad Mando got rid of a segment of ours a few years ago now. Are you smarter than?
She did, and that was a great game. It was a great game.
He's already stood up to the boss, unlike Fee. Yeah, so yeah, I like
Fee,
Luke.
Fee be like, oh, Mando, you're the best. Oh, darling. Hey, what, you reckon you could nail an accent?
Fake or real?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what
mate,
sort of accent
I've got
do you have? Let's see if it's fake or real.
I don't have an accent, but I can detect one.
Oh, can you?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a segment we do, accents real or fake. Who'll do all that resetting bit that I'm having to do all through this?
There's no need to reset. You're not on the
show. No one knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, they do.
Accents real or fake is what you're referencing.
People in the car will be going, oh, my God, this is a show we always wanted.
It would be a show that only people who knew the shorthand of the show would understand.
And that's all you want.
If you want Fifi's job, we're going to be on more auditions.
Who do you think listens? Goldfish?
Yeah, I know. You're right. She thinks everyone forgets. Literally,
I could speak about something
like the footy. And she'll go, I'll speak about it like half an hour before. And she'll go, we'll just reset that. You're talking about the footy. People know, mate.
Do you know who I feel for? People who flick on the radio and have missed everything else.
We're on from 6 to 9.
No, I would like people to constantly be able to drop in if they want and pick it up from there.
6 to 9, baby.
If you want to apply for Fee's job, fox.com.au, you'll be
good
opening
luck.
The phones up
wait
soon
to get
as well.
We're going to have to reset because we're going to have a lot of new listeners next week, Feb.
Hey, let's just reset. If someone just popped in right now, Fee's going away next week. And we want you to audition for the show.
Hold on, Fev, just in case someone tuned in right then. Yeah. Hey, Fee's going away next week and we want people to audition for a spot.
Someone just tuned in. Fee's going away next week.
Luke in Kilmore, do you want to try
reset.
Do you want to tell us who R&B Fridays and introduce Shaggy for us, mate? Let's see how you go.
Hey, just hang on, Luke. Just for people, R&B Fridays is a Friday segment we do. So just if people don't know. Only R&B Fridays.
For those that are dropping in, R&B Fridays is a thing that they do on Fridays.
and here's Shaggy on the Fox. Can you say
and
that,
here's
Luke?
Shaggy on 101.9 The Fox.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well done, mate.
101.9 The Fox.
Oh, well, this is very exciting. Not only are we rapt about the brand new single from this man, Therapy, it's out now and he's in the studio. Butcherer, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. You're a morning. you can deny this, but I think you're a morning person. Yeah.
That's what Butcherer means. It means first light. That's when I was born in the morning and that's why they call me Butcherer.
Well, you literally walked in glowing. I'm like, now this is, because often we speak to a lot of music artists that this is not their time of day.
Well, yeah, because it's like late nights. I like shows late night. I'm like, oh, like 9 o'clock. It's a late one, you know. But I really love the morning.
Well, I think I figured the opposite of Budger is Peking Duck. Those boys come in sunnies.
Now, I've got to talk about, we saw you at the MCG a few weeks ago supporting Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
You've just come off the back of that tour. You were there, Budra, for the 110,000, you know, the record-breaking crowd. What was that
crazy.
Like?
It was like, it was like magic. Like, it didn't even look real. Like, even watching, like, looking at the stadium and then seeing it fill up, like, over 3 hours and then watching Ed play, and I remember the most is when he told everyone to pull out their phones.
Yes.
And that was just the most magical thing I've ever seen.
Well, do you know what? I was actually looking at you both and thinking, because you're 20.
That's
and I remember when Ed Sheeran started playing and I'd go and see him at the Forum or somewhere locally. And he was even saying that, I can't believe, you know, all these years later, I'm selling out at the MCG. And I looked at you and this is you, Budra. Like, you know.
It's crazy.
It's the same trajectory.
It's pretty crazy. Like, I'm shocked even, like, I haven't even played the Forum yet. So just to, like, go from, like, little, like, cool little clubs to, like, straight to the MCG with Ed Sheeran. It's just, like, me and my cousins are in my band. We pulled up to the stadiums and we're like, how the heck did we get here? Like, this doesn't make any sense. But, yeah, we're like, super excited, like, the whole time. And it was just, like, buzzing the whole way through.
Is it too much of a leap to go from small clubs to the G? Because now you could go to Marvel Stadium. You're like, oh, boring. There's only 50,000.
Yeah, you know, I just love to sing. So anyone that will listen to me sing, like, even if it's just for like three people, like, I'm happy.
You're about to perform your new single, Therapy, for us. And I love this because it's really about the importance of therapy and open communication in relationships and such good, strong, powerful message. From a young man, I think it's wonderful.
I'm glad you like it. I'm glad you like it. I like it too.
Well, we can't wait to hear it. We're going to send you out to the performance area. And here he is, Budra. Thank you so much for coming in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Budra with his brand new single, Therapy. And very exciting. You're not going anywhere after that. You're sticking around because you're going to do a cover for us.
A special one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Any T-Swizzle Swiftie fans are going to get excited about this. So stand by for that. Okay, Budra, you walk out there and as he settles in, here he is with his brand new hit single, Therapy. It's Budra on the Fox.
You say what I wanna hear, 'cause it's easier than saying it's complicated. And I hear you loud and clear when you say I'm overreacting. Just sick of you asking me over and over, and tell me it's over. When I say it's complicated, when I don't reciprocate it, baby, you love. Just need some therapy, yeah. I wanna say you just need some. Only when no one's watching, you're at the front door knocking, sweet, sweet talking. And only when no one's listening, that you're without a witness, then you'll admit this over and then tell me it's over. So don't you call me crying when you need someone to confide in. Baby, you've lost your. you need. Baby, you've lost your mind. You've lost your sanity. 'Cause you're way too young and way too drunk to be saying you need my love when you just need some therapy. Yeah. I honestly think you just need some therapy.
Woodra live from the Fox here with Fifi Fevernick. He continues.
He's back in the studio. Woodra, we've been really privileged and honoured to have you in this morning playing your new hit single, Therapy. Now, Woodra, you were out the other day shopping with Albo, our Prime Minister, buying records. How did that come about?
Honestly, I don't even know. They just said, hey, the Prime Minister wants to go shopping with you. And they're like, either on the 16th or the 17th. The 17th was my birthday.
Birthday.
And I was like, well, I had something on the Thursday, so I was like, well, happy my birthday. So that's my birthday story.
That is so surreal. Like, who's called MCG. The Prime Minister? Yeah. He wants to go shopping with you. Okay.
I want to know a social media related question. Play in front of 200 plus thousand people at the MCG over a couple of nights. When you open Instagram the next day, how many new followers?
Oh, I've gained like, over the tour, like 13,000. My TikTok, my Instagram's like slowly going, but my TikTok, it's like nearly 1,000 a day, which is so weird because I'm not very good at social media. So my TikTok was like only had like 300 followers, but now it's at like 20,000. And I was like, how to get my labels like, oh, just say a thank you message. I was like, thank you. I don't know where you guys came from, but thanks for sticking with me. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, now you're going to sing a cover for us. What have you chosen?
I've chosen, it was actually an accident. I chose Lavender Haze by Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The new hit.
I love the album.
Oh, well, we can't wait to hear your rendition of Taylor Swift's Lavender Haze. Yeah. Thank you again, Woodra.
Thanks.
At the ceiling with you. Oh, you don't ever say too much, and you don't really read into my melancholia. I've been under scrutiny, but you handle it beautifully, and all of this is new to me. Yeah, oh yeah. The lavender haze creeping up on me. So well, damned if I do, give a damn what people say. No deal, the 1950s that they want from me. I just wanna stay in that lavender haze. Oh, oh, oh. All they keep asking me is if I'm gonna be your bride. The only kind of girl they see is a one night or a wine. Yeah, I find it dizzying. They're bringing up my history, but you aren't even listening. Yeah, oh yeah. and the haze creeping up on me. Surreal. I'm damned if I do give a damn what people say. No deal. The 1950s that they want from me. I just wanna stay in that lavender haze, haze, lavender haze, yeah, that lavender haze, yeah. Talk that talking, go viral, I just need that love. Spiral, get it off your chest, get it off my desk. Talk it, talk it, go viral. I just need this love. Spiral, get it off your chest, get it off my day. Yes, I feel the lavender haze creeping up on me. Surreal. I'm damned if I do give a damn what people say. No deal. 1950s that they want from me. I just wanna stay in that lavender haze. Yeah, talk that talking, go viral. I just need that love.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Oh, Alpha Bucks, answer time. This is your free answer. I hope you're listening to this. If you are playing Alpha Bucks,
give it to me.
I've got to be honest, when I'm not here, so 27th. It will be. Are you sure it's not the 26th? Oh, hang on, tomorrow's the 25th, then it's the 26th. Yeah, Monday the 27th. If you are playing Alpha Bucks, the letter is going to be the letter G. G-g-g. And the question will be a drama TV series.
Ooh.
One of your favourites, Feb.
Gone.
No, TV series.
Oh, TV series. Gone Girl.
No, actually, two of your favourite. Are you kidding me? Two of your favourite TV series.
Gilmore Girls?
Gilmore Girls, and what's the other one? Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl.
Yeah, two of your favourites. Also Grey's Anatomy. There
Grey's
we go.
Grey's Anatomy.
Three options
Gossip
for
Girl.
A
That's
TV series.
That's what I fell in love with Blake Lively.
Yeah. And then she fell in love with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, and we're pretty much the same.
Mm.
Like, not looking, but we've got the same sort of shit going on.
Really?
Oh, charisma, okay. Oozing.
Are you're not like
Mojo.
An action hero in Hollywood,
I could,
though,
but I could
you?
Be. If I wanted to go, Fiona.
What? Please.
Enjoy the podcast.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Fee, we are replacing you.
Well, Fifi's heading overseas. But we don't want to leave her seat free. Yeah, we need to replace our absentee. We need you to fill in for Fifi.
Yes. Yes, I coincidentally happen to be going overseas whilst I'm a celebrity is filming, and that is a pure coincidence, even though you're convinced I am in the jungle.
Well, then you said you're going overseas again. So you're doing a double overseas trip. Spell me.
Seriously.
It's just a coincidence. But you and Nick will be here next week and you'll need somebody in this chair. Mm. So why not reward one of our loyal listeners that opportunity to sit in here, hang out with you guys, like take on board how difficult, stressful, hard my job is. And I look forward to somebody having to go through that.
Mate, if you think this job's stressful.
No, the job's not stressful. Renee from Peersdale. Not you. You're wonderful.
Hi.
Wow. Hi, Renee.
Hi, guys.
Renee, would you like the opportunity to sit in this chair and work with Feb and Nick?
Oh, I would love to. And do you know why? Because I love you, Phoebe, and I'm so happy that you get to go away.
Her name's Fifi, not Phoebe. You love her so much.
I'm so sorry, Phoebe.
You called her Phoebe. That's all right. I like Phoebe. Yeah, I like Phoebe too.
No, I'm just talking.
So our boss in a letter the other day called her Fiji. So she's getting.
My mum wanted to call me Phoebe.
Getting a bit of traction, mate.
Thank you.
But so is Fifi. And look, I just want you to go and have a great trip with your girls.
Thank you, Renee.
I want you to know that the boys are kept in line while you're gone.
I need that.
None of these, exactly. Like, I get the vibe that they're thinking the cat's away, the mice will play.
Yes.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Oh, Renee, and you're a nurse. You are perfect. You know how to keep people in line. I can handle it. Renee, you've got a good vibe.
Renee's no chance.
Renee is absolutely a chance. This is a collaboration.
She's going to try to keep us in line and called you Phoebe.
The Phoebe thing aside, I like...
I'm not going to work with anyone that tells us what to do.
That's okay. Isn't that what you say I do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and Alex, that's it. I don't need three.
Thank you.
That becomes an issue.
Renee, I reckon you are a very good chance. That was a brilliant audition interview.
We need you to fill in for Phoebe. Yes.
Did you like her, Phoebe?
I really liked Renee. Yeah. And that says a lot because even though she got my name wrong, I still really liked her. Tam, sorry, in Cranbourne.
Oh, yes.
Now I've got your name.
That's infectious.
That's all right. Someone gets your name wrong, you get someone else's name wrong.
So we'd start calling you Tim.
Yeah. Tim Tam. Love it.
Actually, that is one of my nicknames, Tim Tam.
I know, because I'm a detective.
Now, Tam, would you like this job? Would you like to be me for a week?
Look, I don't think anyone could ever replace you, Fifi, because you are one of a kind.
Oh, thank you, Dan.
But in saying that, I do think I would do a pretty good job.
I can hear you would do a good job.
How would you go at Alpha Bucks?
Oh, mate, I would absolutely kill it. Every morning I play it on the way to my, dropping my husband off to work.
How would you go reading it, though? Because that's that's her main job.
Look, as I said, no one can replace Fev, but I think I would do a really, really good job at it.
I've said this a few times this morning. Fev sums up my role on this show as reading Alpha Bucks. I do a lot more than that, Fev.
No, do way more than
that. Thank you, Tammy. He acts like that's all I do is read questions for Alpha Bucks. There's a bit more involved in this job.
Just as much as you, Fee.
I like it. You're fiery. You're a stonemason. You work in stonemasonry.
I do. Limestone, Australia.
Yes.
You might be able to give us a few little connections with the...
With stonemason.
I definitely would be able to give you some connections, Bev.
That's beautiful.
Tam, you sound great. This is excellent. So you could possibly be in this chair next week.
100%. Woo!
Renee and Tam, front running, love it. And now, hang on a second, ring-a-ding-ding, who's this?
Ring-a-ding-ding, honky is a king, what's happening?
Honky!
How are you guys? You knew you were going to be on the phone at some stage.
Oh, we've missed you, Honky.
I know. I've been staying quiet. I've been doing the right thing.
You love Dub, are you?
No, not me.
Didn't you have a girl?
No, I am. I am.
Oh, that's why you've gone quiet.
Yeah, he's gone quiet. He's all loved up.
You guys just don't get a hold of me anymore. That's why. I saved it for this.
Now, do you think you could just jump into Fifi's chair and just absolutely nail it? Do you reckon you can do it?
Mate, straight away, if you guys need me to throw a wig on or talk like a girl, I can do it.
Honky.
How does Fifi sound?
Yeah, I'm interested. How would you impersonate me? What do I sound like?
Hi, guys. What's happening? It's Honky here.
Ring-a-ding-ding, Honky is the king.
How would you set up the show, like, coming into Alpha Bucks? What would you?
Can you stop with Alpha Bucks?
Pretend you're hosting.
I just play it as it comes. I just read off the sheet that you guys give me. It's easy, isn't it? What Phoebe does.
Oh, Honky, don't you start.
I mean Phoebe.
Phoebe.
Hey, yeah. Honky, it's 10 to 9.
Yeah, boys, I'm gonna sit here and be quiet. Fev and Honky. This is your show now. Have a chat. Let's see if the chemistry's there.
I'll give you a premise of what she would be doing right now. It's 10 to 9, so it's a Friday. We're coming towards the end of the show, and as you know, Honky, we have our bulletin around now. Would you like to introduce the bulletin? Say, up next.
Up next is Sebastian with the Fev, Nick, and... Honky bulletin.
Oh, bad luck, Honky.
Remember how easy my job was?
he really stumbled, didn't he? Ring a ding ding, he's not the king.
Get on your honks. Appreciate it for everyone else.
Legend.
Phone line's always open
as
for
Fee
you.
Would say, just to reset, I coached Honky. He's a friend of the show at Melton South. back in the days.
And that one I chose not to research.
Oh, mate, just people might just drop in.
Yeah, but Honky,
and they'll be like, why are they so familiar? Why has he got his own little jingle?
He's just a friend of the show. You don't need to do a lot. Yeah, that's a long throwback you just gave it. I wouldn't have done that.
I think we should just reset that because he had his own little jingle. People are like, how do I get a jingle? That's not fair.
No, nobody's thinking that.
Yeah, hey, well, apply for Fee's job. You can right now, fox.com.au over the weekend. Honky, we're about to check the roads with Seb. Do you want to throw to it, mate?
Hey, Sebby, get everyone going. It's Friday. Woo!
Wow, that was beautiful.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Well, this is exciting. We've been telling you all morning that this guest is coming, and she is here. Rachel, the modern-day exorcist. Rachel Stavis, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Rachel, let's start at the very beginning. Well, what is an exorcist and how did you know you were one?
Okay, so an exorcist is exactly what you think it is. It's someone who takes entities or what people consider demons out of people and places. And I have always had the ability to see entity with my eyes. I see them as clear as I see you, which I know sounds extremely crazy. And when I was growing up, I did not know that was crazy. So I talked about it a lot as a kid. And then found out that is absolutely nuts, so you don't talk about it. And for many years of my life, I tried to suppress it and not you know, basically just try to live a normal person's life. And when I got to be an adult, I couldn't really push it out anymore. So I had this kind of fender bender situation that blew it all open. And here we are. It was either check myself in or help people. So I decided to help people.
Now, Rach, I know you can see me. I can see you. I've got a lot of demons. Can you see any of me?
That is the first question I get from literally everyone. Yeah. What's on?
Yeah.
Most people have a little something. That, you know, not everything is movie style.
I've got a little something. Don't worry about that.
So we do all, you know, have a little bit of something. It's very easy to pick up entities. Certain entities, they're all very different. So, you know, at least 85% of the population walks around with an entity at one point in their life.
How does the exorcism happen? Is it like those horror movies where they're strapped to a bed and the priest is there throwing holy water over them?
I'm happy to say I've never strapped someone down. Okay. actually not like that. Let me not lie to you. Sometimes it's like that, depending on how malevolent something is in somebody. So most people do not carry what I call movie style entities. That's pretty serious. And it's a whole other thing than what we see in movies.
With those entities in movies, you always see scary entities. Have you ever come across like a little cute entity?
There are, I don't know. Cute is weird to say. It depends on what your idea of cute is, I guess. Everybody's
gremlins,
different.
They're so cute.
Yeah, that's true.
There is one that I talk about in my book that it looks like a large Furby.
That's cute.
I've got heaps of them at home. They're cute.
It's a little weird to see. It's not really that cute to me, but, you know, that's what I've seen, I guess.
Hey, Rach. I don't really know what exorcism is, so I'm just going to throw a few out there. Now, people say, oh, you got a little few demons. Now, I have some demons in. Is this a demon? Like, I love to have a punt. I know I shouldn't gamble, but I do. Can you get that out of me? Like, I like to drink. That's the demon on here is going, hey, Brendan, go out tonight and don't come home. Have some fun. This little angel over here is going, no, bro, stay home. You got a family. And I'm like, What do I do? Go out, drink, smoke, have a punt, get in trouble, or listen to my little over here, or do I go see you and you just get all that out of my system? Is that how it works?
Well, kind of. I mean, if you drink and you like to gamble, that may not leave your system, but if you have attachment that actually makes that worse or makes you, you know, puts you in a low state of mind that makes you go do those things, then yes, that we can take out.
Yeah, I need to book in.
Rach, you've worked with a lot of celebrities. Is there a code of silence? Can you tell us who you've worked with or what their demons or traumas have been?
You know, I would love to write a tell-all for you and I would love to tell you who comes in here, but unless they do, you know, I don't, because this is a very vulnerable place to be, you know. But I will say this, let me put it this way. I have seen Oscar winners. I have seen heads of studio. I have seen rock legends. I have seen everyone. So if you think of them, I've probably seen them.
Oh, I would love it. Well done. That's a good scoop. Now, Rachel, thank you so much for joining us. Rachel's a modern day exorcist. Instagram, RH Stavis, and your book. Can you give your book a plug for people who'd love to read more about you?
Yeah, of course. So I have a memoir. It's called Sister of Darkness. It's in all stores now. And we are working on the scripted TV show of it now. So if you are interested in learning more about this weirdness that I do or entities, or also to see if there's something with you and what you can do for yourself, it's all in there.
Excellent.
And you can get it.
Thank you. We've never spoken to an exorcist on The Breakfast Show. So thank you for that, Rachel.
101.9 The Fox.
Guys, I have had an absolute shocker. If it's not bad enough that you're replacing me in my job and basically saying it's the easiest job in the world, I've had a shocking week. So remember my car broke down?
Yeah.
And I had to get it towed. And I've since heard from the service centre that it was metal in the fuel tank. The whole fuel tank needs to be replaced.
What?
And that is taking...
How did you get metal in there?
No, it was a manufacturing thing. It's...
brand new car?
No, it was 2 years under warranty.
Yeah.
But I've got to wait for they've got to replace pretty much the fuel tank, so it's going to take 6 weeks.
Would they give you a nice little dats on the drive around?
They got me a car, and then the people who arranged the car were brilliant. Like, they are a hire car company, and the guy came and dropped it off, and he was, brilliant, showing me everything. And then, that thing where you walk around the car and you check that it doesn't have any dents or marks and you sign the thing to go, I can tell you that's a car. So that was it. The next day, I'd had it for all of probably, I got it that the evening before, so probably all of 12 hours. I was at my friend's house and I was reversing my car out of her driveway. And this is a real trap. I'm going to pass this on because for anyone who ends, if you drive a hire car, a car that's not yours, sometimes you're not attuned to the things that you need to be. So the way my car...
I'm not going to steal your thunder and say what happened, but if you buy an expensive car from a dealership, right, they should replace the car you have with the same car because... Yeah. You are so used to driving that car and you've got your bippers. So if they put you in another car that you're not used to, that's on them.
But that should be almost any car. If you buy a new car from a dealership and there's an issue, they should replace it with the same make and model of car.
So you've got a different car.
So I'm reversing out of the driveway and my car will beep at me in a certain way and I know I'm coming close to anything. So I was reversing the car out of my friend's driveway and then I just heard crash.
Yeah.
It was like a really nasty crash. Yeah,
because I saw the big dent on the back of
the car. I know, and I had this moment, but not only that, I've crashed into my other friend's car.
Yeah.
That's on
them, it's not on you.
I've taken out her brake light, the reversing light.
It's 100% on fee. No, it's not on fee.
And I've hit her in the corner of her car. It's crumpled. I felt so sick. I just quickly looked around for any paps. I was like, please don't anyone photograph that. I've got that because that's really embarrassing. Then, beautiful Eva, she was so understanding that I'd crashed her car.
Longoria.
No, but to think that I've had the car that quickly, and then I didn't even want to drive home because I'm a bit shaken. Well, I had to ring the car company that I've hired it through.
Another one, please.
And then this was really bad. you guys know what I'm like.
Yeah,
When I'm nervous, I laugh. And I really regret this. So I got through to the lady who answered the phone. She said, hi, said car company.
Bentley.
She said, how can I help you? And I said, oh, Beverly, you're not going to believe this. I said, you've just dropped off a car yesterday and I've gone and crashed it. And I just started laughing because I have a nervous giggle.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad about it, but Beverly didn't find that funny and she didn't laugh. She said, okay, well, I'm going to have to report this to a caseworker. A caseworker will get in touch with you. But then I got so nervous that she would write in the notes. You know, whenever you call a call centre, whether it's a phone company, they're writing notes in your system. Because when you call back and you speak to someone at the bank, they go, yeah, well, I can see here in your file the notes somebody said you. So I thought, oh, no, she's gone and written you know, this callous driver's laughing, thinking it's funny. No, oh. So then I said, by the way, Beverly, I'm sorry I was laughing. I'm not laughing because I think it's funny that I crashed the car.
I'm drunk and that's how
I'm laughing because I cannot believe my car is broken. Yeah. I said, oh, I'm just going through some stuff, Beverly. I then started to try to do a sob story.
Oh, wow. Did one of those things.
Well, because I thought, I know I've got to pay all the excess. Walking. It's going to cost me a fortune. But I was like, they might bump it up because I was this awful woman laughing about it.
Mm. The thing you were going through, did you tell Beverly that you forgot how mirrors work?
The Fox. Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Bev and Nick. Fifi, Bev and Nick have got everything you need to start the day. And the Trade Institute of Victoria have everything you need to become a registered builder. All accredited courses are under government funding and available to eligible applicants. Head to tiv.edu.au to find out more. Fifi, Bev and Nick.